Hi, Dr. Berg here. In this video, I want to show you what's behind all these diets. I have pretty much every diet book on the planet. This is a list. This is a stack. All it goes all the way down, and I have another warehouse or a library filled with these books. And I've studied these extensively, and this is what I found. They're very incomplete. They work when you're on them. They don't work when you stop and you gain the weight back. Now, in your 20s, chances are you can pretty much do any diet and lose weight. But as you age, something happens. 30s, 40s, 50s, something shifts. And what shifts is your hormones. So the hormones start going lower and lower and lower. And you actually have hormones that burn fat. Okay, there's six of them that burn fat. And you have three of them that make fat. All right? Now, let's just take the evolution of a diet. It started out low fat. Okay? Just then, the assumption that if you actually ate less fat, you would be less fat, right? Makes logical sense. But it didn't work like that, especially in relationship between these hormones, because fat is neutral. It doesn't increase these or it doesn't decrease. It has no effect on them. The effect it does have is it messes with your liver. So if you have too much fat, it blocks the liver, that then would block the ability to burn fat because all the fat goes through the liver. So, but a small amount of fat is totally fine. Butter is totally fine, but just don't do the deep fried catfish. Now, I wanted to gain weight in high school, so I started eating more fat thinking I would gain more weight, but I started losing more weight. So the point is that fat is neutral, okay? And they found that it didn't really work. Low-fat diets don't really work. And then the next step was the low-calorie diet, okay? The problem with low calories is it actually creates a little bit of a starvation in your body. And one of the fat-making hormones is a stress hormone called cortisol, the belly fat hormone. So low-calorie diets actually increase belly fat. And they starve you of the nutrients. They create nutritional deficiencies because you're cutting the calories and you're cutting the nutrients. You see the problem? So low-calorie diets might work when you're 20, but not when you get older. In fact, they ruin your metabolism. And some of you already know that you've already done that. And because your body adapts, the hormones compensate. I developed a program several years ago. I spent $150,000 to create this software to do this one thing. And that is to evaluate diets and foods based on nutrients. I wanted to know what diets have the most nutrients. And you can fill it out and find out what you ate. And then it'll evaluate, compare what you should eat to get your nutrients versus what you're eating now, and it graphs all these things. And I found that most people are not even close to getting their basic nutrients, and which are the RDAs. You can go to the USDA website and look up RDAs, which is basically the basic requirement of nutrients that you need to eat every single day. And the top three diets on the planet, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, and Nutrisystem, all have very low nutrients, which is shocking because those diets are very popular, but I find a lot of people don't do well with them because you crave so many foods. And some of the prepackaged foods have a lot of cheap soy in them. And soy increases one of the fat-making hormones called estrogen. So again, we're actually contributed to more problems with the hormones because cellulite is made from estrogen. All right, so we have a problem with that. And then we went to the high protein diets, right? The Atkins diet. And now, that's the start of trying to influence the hormones because it does influence one of the fat-burning hormones called glucagon. The problem is that it only stimulates one. What about the other five? Okay, they're ignored. And the thing is, too, is if you actually eat too much protein, it could increase insulin. So there's a lot of other information about this that's incomplete. So high protein diets may work if your liver is really, really healthy, but it's not a long-term solution because who's going to eat? What about the other parts of the foods that you're supposed to eat? Because our whole philosophy is to get healthy. And at the heart of getting healthy is nutrients in the calories in the food. Well, protein has amino acids, but it doesn't have a lot of vitamins and minerals. So you're going to end up creating deficiencies on this over a period of time. I had a lady, she lost her hair after she did a high-protein diet. And she was wearing a wig. And the problem is she was getting married. And her future husband had no idea she was completely bald. And by the way, we did help her. So now the fourth diet and the current diet that's being promoted now is called the low-carb diet. Now low carbs basically do influence hormones. You're decreasing insulin, okay, so that's good. But again, very incomplete because it's only affecting one of the fat-burning or the fat-making hormones. It decreases insulin, and then it causes your body to burn fat. But the challenge is this. There's more to the story. Let's say you had just, you ate perfect for breakfast, okay? And then lunch, you ate a great meal. You exercised perfectly. And then for dinner, you ate great. And then right before bed, you had 1 ounce of the wrong thing. 1 ounce of carb will actually completely and utterly nullify and cancel out every single one of those fat-burning hormones that are triggered by those foods you ate just previously. And that's why this whole concept of everything in moderation doesn't work, or portion control doesn't work with this. I mean, you look at some of the foods that these people are recommending in these diets, it's a total scam because they say, oh yeah, you can have anything you want, just a smaller amount, it's low glycemic. It's too much sugar, it's too much carbohydrate to really lose weight, especially if you get into your 30s, 40s, and 50s. I'm telling you, the only time it works is probably if you're very, very young because your metabolism is that much better and the hormones are that much better. So low-carb diets have some workability, but what you want to do is you want to influence all of the hormones. I wrote a book, okay, 7 Principles of Fat Burning. This is not a diet book. This is an educational book, and most of you already have it. And if you already have it, I want you to study Chapter 9. I go through all the triggers, because here's the thing. We want you to be able to differentiate what's going to work, what's not going to work, based on your knowledge, your lifestyle changes. Lifestyle change involves an educational step. So you want to be able to look at foods and know in advance if it's going to work based on these principles of the hormones. That's why I wrote a principle book, because unless you're educated, you're susceptible to the wrong thing over and over and over again. And it's amazing how many people, they'll go for the B12 shots, or they'll go to the phentermine, which is a booster. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The older you get, the more burnt out your hormones are, the more burnt out your metabolism is, and the more you do those stimulants, you're just going to destroy your metabolism even more. A lot of the exercise programs on TV, for example, are really good, again, if you're younger, but as you get older, they're basically going to overtrain you because they're not looking at the recovery, too. So I'm just here to tell you that you can lose the weight, but by doing it correctly, you have to understand this, and you have to focus on the hormones. So thank you very much, and I will see you in the next video.